Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are so happy to have you with us. Today we are broadcasting from WABC, the great news talk radio station in New York City, and we certainly appreciate their hospitality all this week. Later today, I'll be on Newsmax TV again, anchoring the 4 o'clock hour. Thank you guys for all the kind words, and we appreciate you watching the TV show, and we'll tell you more about what we've got planned with Newsmax coming up a little bit later. Now, again, this hour, or rather 3 hours of the program today, but the last hour, our good buddy Jeff Katz is going to step in as we hop across the street to Newsmax headquarters to get ready for the show. Jeff Katz, by the way, was on Newsmax just a few days ago, so we'll enjoy hearing from him. Folks, we've got a lot to get to over the next couple of hours together, and at this moment, our friend, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, needs our help. Congresswoman Boebert has done what many Republicans are afraid to do. She has introduced articles of impeachment against President Biden. Now, what I find fascinating about this story is that the Republicans have been very hesitant about holding anybody accountable for anything. As of now, I mean, to date, there have been no impeachment proceedings introduced against anyone within the Biden administration that have been endorsed by Republican leadership. And a lot of folks are now scratching their heads and going, what's going on here? Well, we've got some inside intel that we're going to share with you here in the next little while. But Congresswoman Boebert, thanks to a procedural issue, is going to force a vote this week. The vote has to happen this week. There's no kicking this can down the road. So this week, the Republicans in the House of Representatives will have to vote on this impeachment, on these impeachment proceedings. Now, the question is, will the Republicans garner enough votes to impeach President Biden? That's the million-dollar question. And it's very concerning because many Republicans stand opposed to impeaching President Biden. As a matter of fact, Kevin McCarthy says time and time again that he doesn't believe Joe Biden has done anything worthy of impeachment. And I'll have something to say about that in just a few moments. But anyway, Lauren Boebert, talking to Steve Bannon just a little while ago, said that the leadership of the House Republican Party will not support her impeachment proceeding. So the articles of impeachment that she's introduced, House leadership says, yeah, we don't need to be doing this. So CNN has been talking to somebody who was in a closed-door conference meeting with Republicans, and they're spitting mad. As a matter of fact, Kevin McCarthy is among those opposing the effort to impeach President Biden. McCarthy says it's not the right time. Well, when is the right time? Would the speaker allow someone to ask that question and get an honest answer? When is the right time to impeach Joe Biden? Now, it seems to me if you're looking for an impeachment charge, I would suggest that he has abdicated his authority at our southern border. He has allowed an invading force to enter our nation illegally. Our sovereignty has been violated. That would be one article of impeachment. The other would be allowing a Chinese spy balloon to traverse the continental United States, allowing that balloon to take photographs of sensitive military installations across the entire nation. And by the way, they knew what was going on, even though they were telling us a different story. And they allowed that balloon to take as many photographs and transmit as much evidence as they could back to China before we finally shot it down off the coast of South Carolina near Myrtle Beach. And I'm sure there are plenty of others that we can come up with. But Kevin McCarthy says that that President Biden has done nothing that rises to the level of impeachment. Do you agree or disagree with that assessment, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. Do you believe that Republicans should impeach President Biden? We're going to be taking your calls on this. Again, 844-747-8868. Kevin McCarthy says that Republicans should let committee investigations play out. He said that jumping to impeachment, and look, this is the key, that jumping to impeachment now could threaten the Republican slim majority. Or maybe, just maybe it's possible, the reason why they have a slim majority is because they don't have the man parts to step up, stand up, and do what they promised they were going to do. Democrats, they get elected every week. Donald Trump's getting impeached. They would impeach Barron Trump if they could. Barron Trump left a mess in the Lincoln bedroom. We've got to impeach the kid. They would do it. That's who the Democrats are. But the Republicans,
oh, well, the Democrats, they just mean well. And we just want to be friends. You know, there's so much division in politics right now. And we just want to hold out our hands and reach out across the aisle, and we just want to sing We Are the World, because we just want to love everybody.
And meanwhile, the Democrats are stabbing you with a political knife. I mean, that's what they do, right? The Republicans act like this is some sort of a gentlemanly disagreement. Meanwhile, you've got the Democrats out there. It's a freaking street fight. They're bringing out the nunchucks and the broken wine bottles. That's what's going on here. Meanwhile, the Republicans are dressed up in their Brooks Brothers best like they're going to a croquet match at the club. And by the way, that's another component of all of this.
Well, we can't, Todd. We just can't afford to possibly not be invited to some of the swankiest parties and soirees in Georgetown.
That's it. It's all about cocktail hour with these Republicans. They're a bunch of wussy alcoholics. That's what they are. So anyway, here's poor Lauren Boebert out there all by herself. Even MTG. What's up with her and Kevin McCarthy, by the way? Can we talk about that in public yet? No, we can't. All right, I'm just asking. I don't know. I'm not insinuating there's anything weird there. I'm just saying that all of a sudden, every time Kevin McCarthy says something, she is by his side agreeing. And by the way, MTG is now saying, you know what, Boebert's just a copycat. That's what. I don't know what's going on there. So anyway, the issue now is, will Boebert have enough votes to go forward on the impeachment proceeding? And I'm telling you right now, we've got a lot of work to do over the next couple of hours. Here's what you need to do. I want you to write down this telephone number. This is the telephone number for the House switchboard. You need to call your elected representative, and you need to make sure that they will vote yes to impeach Joe Biden. 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. And you tell them, Todd Starnes told me to call you. And look, if they get upset, you tell them to call me. We'll take those calls. But I'm telling you right here now, ladies and gentlemen, we have got to take a stand. And the question is very simple. Do you believe that Joe Biden should be impeached? And if so, Why? Let's go to the phones. Rebecca, listening to us on WLOB, the Big Lobster in Portland, Maine. All right, Rebecca, what say you?
Well, I say, first of all, I love when you do the mocking. That just cracks me up, of the Republicans. I think that you should do more of it, personally. But anyway, I have, first of all, I agree with you. Calling your Congress critters are really important. I, however, have Shelley Pingree as a Congress critter, and she is one of the most useless human beings on the planet. So having said that, I would love to say that she has a chance, but Kevin McCarthy has made a deal. He's done a deal, and he's not touching Biden because it would affect his status in the, as you put it, the country club status. I am past disgusted. I did, you know, it's hard to attach myself to an affiliation with the Republican Party when they are this bad off. Do you know what I mean, sir?
Yeah, Rebecca, it's pathetic. I mean, it really is pathetic. And the House Freedom Caucus is going to need to, if this fails, if Lauren Boebert's articles of impeachment fails, the House Freedom Caucus needs to step in, and they need to declare the chair vacant. McCarthy has to go. I mean, it's really that simple. But you're right. I think he has made a deal.
Yep, and I agree with you about the requiring that he vacates the chair, because he's you know, I know people hate using this word, but he's a rhino by the best of them, and rhinos are just nothing but Democrats with an R behind their name. If he's going to do something like this, that's what he's showing everybody in the Republican Party.
That's it. All right, Rebecca, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. Testosterone, that's what they need. Testosterone, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just fight. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, come on. We elect you to Congress not to go to cocktail parties. We elect you to Congress so that you're going to stand and you're going to fight and you're going to do the right thing. And I've already laid out two reasons why they should legally impeach the President of the United States. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, getting right to your calls, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. That's legacypminvestments.com, or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are on the road. Caleb Park, our managing editor of ToddStarnes.com, both of us here in New York City. And coming up 4 o'clock Eastern, you'll be able to watch us over on Newsmax TV. All right, let's go to the phones here. A lot of folks wanting to weigh in on this. Let's start in Chickamauga, Georgia. Diane on the line. Hi, Diane. How are you today?
Well, I'm fine, and I love your show.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Diane.
So, but I wanted to, I'm glad somebody finally stepped up with impeachment. I told the man I spoke to before you, back when he set up that committee to determine what's correct speech, that goes against our Constitution, which he took an oath to uphold and protect. So I was upset that somebody, you didn't hear a word from anybody about that. And then when he's taken how many millions for favors?
Well, at least 5 million that we know of, Diane, and it's probably a whole lot more than that.
Is that not treason?
It's a fair question. And again, I would just like to see some special counsels appointed to investigate all of this. I would seriously like to know why the President of the United States allowed that Chinese spy balloon to traverse the entire length of the continental United States, filming all of our secret military installations. I don't know about you, Diane. I just think it's a reasonable question to ask why the President allowed that to happen.
Did you know that was the fifth one, that there had been four previous to that?
At least. And now we've got the Chinese building a base in Cuba. Diane, I was not born back in the 1960s, but we are watching another Cuban missile crisis happen right in our own backyard.
Well, I was 14 when that happened, and that was so scary. I hope. And the Republicans, they want to go along to get along. If they would do what the Democrats do and hang together, they could get some things done.
That's it. You're absolutely right.
They don't do that.
Diane, appreciate your call, and I sure do appreciate you listening over in Chickamauga, Georgia. I've been through Chickamauga a time or two. Good area of the country. Let's go to Sharon in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Hi, Sharon. What say you?
Well, Todd, I agree with the lady that was just, I had a question. If they were to impeach Joe Biden now, would that disqualify us from charging him with treason later on when we find the money from China into their bank accounts while he's giving them permission to fly spy balloons over the United States and set up marijuana plantations and hold people in slavery to run it? And I mean, will that disqualify them from charging him with treason later on? And real quick, Stitch and Chat ladies meeting at the church in a half an hour. If you could find some way to get us Mother Trump's meatloaf recipe, because even Evelyn the Democrat wants Mother Trump's meatloaf recipe.
All right. Look, Diane, I will do my best, but it may take the FBI going down there to Mar-a-Lago to get that recipe. I don't think the president's handing that out to just anybody, but you never know. You never know. I'll tell you this much, Sharon. If, in fact, I'm able to get the recipe, I will let you know.
Okay. And if you could explain to them later on in your show what Project 65 is. Alan Dershowitz was talking about Project 65.
All right. If we have time today, I will get to that. But if not, we'll try to work it into tomorrow's program, Sharon. So you tell all the ladies there at the Stitch and Chat, I said hello, and we always appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina, also listening to us on WSIC. Hi, Charles. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. Todd, I definitely think articles of impeachment need to be brought against Joe Biden. And specifically, these are the articles. The first one is Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. It says that the United States government shall guarantee to every state a Republican form of government and protect each of them against an invasion. Joe Biden is allowing an invasion. He's facilitated an invasion. That's one specific article. The other, Todd, is in the Constitution, it says a president should be impeached for bribery and high crimes and misdemeanors. The contents of that Hunter Biden laptop, as well as the memorandums that the House Oversight Committee has witnessed themselves, raises very good suspicions that that's in fact what Joe Biden has done. So those two there, I think, need to be the first articles.
And Charles, hang tight. I failed to answer poor Sharon's question, and I do apologize, Sharon. I think it's because of the. I think I'm getting a contact high, Charles. Here in New York City, everybody smokes marijuana. I mean, you walk outside and you feel like you're in the Cheech and Chong van. And I've just had a hankering for Funyuns. So hang tight. We're going to get to you right All right. We'll be right back, folks. Sorry about that. We'll be right back. If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes. Sorry about that, folks. I wasn't paying attention to the clock and just kept right on talking. That could be that marijuana smoke out there wafting across Midtown Manhattan. Anyway, we're going to bring Charles back into the conversation. I also want to answer Sharon's question. Sharon, they can impeach the president until the cows come home. That is the official verbiage somewhere in Washington. So, yes, they can impeach the president should more crimes surface. Charles, back to you. And I do have a question for you. And folks, if you want to weigh in, give us a call, 844-747-8868. Charles, the argument that I'm hearing is that this might cost the Republicans the majority in the 2024 race. Do you think that's reason enough not to hold Biden accountable?
Absolutely not. Matter of fact, if they don't proceed with articles of impeachment, I think that may cost the Republicans the majority. People like me and Republicans are sick and tired of the behavior of the Republican Party for not standing up for what they campaign one way and then they govern another. And Todd, it is the duty of the Republicans in Congress to bring these articles because they swore an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. Joe Biden has clearly violated Article 4, Section 4, the invasion of the southern border, as well as that Chinese spy balloon. And by his own admission, He's done a pay for play in Ukraine by having the prosecutor fired. And there's other evidence there on that laptop. And as I said before the break, and what the documents that the House Oversight Committee has viewed. So we have probable cause that he has compromised our national security. And it is their duty to get to the bottom of this, to not overlook it or sweep it under the rug, because that kind of spineless behavior, Todd, that's what could cost the Republicans the majority. Now, whether the Democratic Senate actually convicts if he's impeached by the House, who cares? You know, damn it, just stand up and do the right thing. Do the right thing. There's clear evidence that he needs to be impeached.
Well said, Charles. Do the right thing. That's all we're asking, and that's why we sent you to Washington in the first place. Charles, appreciate you calling in, and thanks for your observations. Again, our phone number, 844-747-8868. I do want to give out the number to the Capitol Hill switchboard. All you have to do is say, call in, say, I want to speak to Congressman so-and-so, and they will connect you. 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. Hello, I want to talk to Congressman Pork Butt, the Democrat from where? You know what? They're going to connect you. So it's very simple. Once again, 202-225-3121. And then I want you to give us a call back, and I want you to tell us what your congressperson said. All right, let's go to Keith in North Carolina, listening to us on The Talk Station. Hi, Keith. What say you?
Well, how's the great white North treating you?
Keith, I am ready to get back below the Mason-Dixon line, lickety-split, as they say. But people here are very nice. They're just too many of them.
I agree with that. I refuse to go to New York City for that exact reason. And I bet you're missing the barbecue in Memphis.
Indeed, I am.
I'm going to be real quick and concise here. Number one, I was worried of McCarthy when he was first chosen to be the speaker. I just didn't trust him then, and now when the budget deal cemented my belief. You cannot trust that man. Now, as far as this impeachment, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats were just chomping at the bit all the time, wanting some reason to impeach Trump, all of which had no basis whatsoever. We've got a man who is hell-bent on destroying this country, or at least the people behind him are. And we need to get rid of him and most, if not all, of his cabinet. We just need to get rid of him. And we're just going to have to take Kamala, even though we're going to end up with her. That's when the House Republicans have to stand tall and do their job and keep her from doing anything. Period. That's it.
Keith, very well said, and we appreciate you calling in today. Again, our number 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us Timothy Head, a very busy fellow from the Faith and Freedom Coalition, the annual Road to the Majority Conference getting away in Washington. President Trump will be speaking Saturday afternoon. I will be speaking Saturday morning, taking the Acela Express down from New York. Timothy, first of all, welcome, and tell us about the big conference. This is going to be huge.
Well, You just listed the two biggest speakers on the program, so there's not much to say after that.
This is true. Timothy, thanks for joining us today. No, I'm just kidding.
So we're excited to get rolling. We have a few kind of informal programming things kicking off tonight, kind of later in the evening, and then begins in earnest on Thursday, kind of right after noon. So we'll be on the Hill tomorrow hearing from either members of the United States Senate or United States House. We'll have some other dinners tomorrow night. I have 7 presidential candidates on Friday morning, along with some governors, lieutenant governors, other U.S. senators. We're going to pre-screen the movie, Sound of Freedom, which, is the new Jim Caviezel movie on human trafficking, the terrors of human trafficking. So, there's going to be a media component, and we'll hear from 3 other presidentials on Saturday morning, and then like you said, we'll finish things up with President Trump and giving a Lifetime Achievement Award to Mike Huckabee also. So it's going to be an exciting time. We have just over 2,000, probably 2,400 people in attendance, and I think we're going to have about 400 media outlets covering this too. So a lot of people are interested here.
Wow. Well, and the reason why is because of the great work you guys have been doing, even during the off season politically, getting out there, registering people to vote, and really, I think, providing a blueprint for how to win elections down the road.
Well, that's certainly the hope. I mean, when it comes to this election cycle, I think, some people would prefer the Democrat Party's streamlined approach. They kind of pick the candidate behind closed doors and, roll out the red carpet for them without a lot of, brass knuckles fighting to it. But that's not exactly how conservatives do things. So I think competition's a good thing. And our approach, the road to majority, some people think that means the road to like a Republican majority. Our belief is that we want to see a pro-faith, pro-life, pro-family majority. If the Democrats can deliver that someday in the future, we'd love to see that too. But we just want to see these timeless issues, these values that really are the bedrock of American society, returned to the forefront. And we believe that when those things are elevated and kind of built upon, that all of us are better, whether we are people of faith or not. If those values are front and center, we believe that America is better, which ultimately makes the world better.
No, I'm with you on that, and you're right. It is about those issues, and it's not about the R or the D. And as we're watching things play out on Capitol Hill, you know, a lot of times things get compromised. And as a result, some of those campaign promises that our folks on the R side make get left by the wayside. So I think it's also about keeping these candidates accountable and knowing that, you know what, we're going to send you up there, but we can also bring you right back home.
Well, I think that's exactly right. You know, one of the ways that I kind of think of this, if you're talking about the White House or the U.S. Senate or House, governorships, you know, state legislatures, is that if you don't have the right ingredients going into the kitchen, there's no way you're going to have the right kind of cake, you know, that's going to emerge out of the back end. But if you have the right ingredients, that's not a guarantee that it's going to happen. You still have to have skill in baking, you know, so we believe that you have to get the right people elected first. And then once they're elected, you still also have to feed them the right pieces of policy and kind of shepherd that public policy all the way to passage and then implementation. So it's very much a 24/7, you know, 365 kind of exercise. There's no rest for the weary here.
I love it. So basically you guys are the icing on the cake. Is that the... I'm trying to follow the analogy here.
I believe that, you know, some of us would be the truth. You know, others of us might be some vinegar a little bit from time to time, but, you know.
All right. Look, Timothy, we're going to leave it there. I know you're super busy, and we're going to try to get you on the Newsmax TV show this week as well. And look forward to seeing you in person Saturday down at the Washington Hilton.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for everything you do, Todd, and for championing these values. We're looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
All right. It's going to be a lot of fun. Folks, Timothy Head from Faith and Family Coalition. And, you know, you say this with a smile on your face. And why is that? Because it's about hope. And when you're getting, I don't care if you're getting 5 or 10 people together or 3,000 people together, it's good to see that people are engaged. And it's really incumbent on all of us to bring the young people to these gatherings so they can see and they can hear, they can learn, and they can begin to formulate their own political views. And for some young people, it takes a while. You know, they got to live a little bit of life, and then they realize, oh, wow, these really are important values. But it's important to expose these young people, and by young people, high school, college age, you know, millennials, get them to these events. That's how we're going to change the culture and change the direction of this country. So I'm looking forward to speaking Saturday morning around 11, I believe 11 or 11:30. And if you're in Washington, drop by and say hello. I'd love to be able to shake your hand. And then we'll be heading back to Memphis after that. All right, a lot going on. We do need you to be calling Capitol Hill. Reach out to your elected leaders, and you tell them to support this impeachment of President Biden. All right, we've got to take a break here, 844-747-8868. Our telephone number again, 844-747-8868. You know, every night, Newsmax has been launching a powerful lineup. Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Chris Plant, they give you the truth. And that's why Americans are turning to Newsmax for the real news you can trust. Newsmax needs you to vote in their brand new national poll. And they're asking a very simple question: if the Trump indictment is legitimate or is it just a political act? Text the word Trump right now to 39747. That's Trump to 39747. And you can vote right away. Make sure your voice is heard. Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in the country. And you got to watch, I'm telling you. And they are covering Trump like nobody else in cable television. And by the way, don't forget, vote on Trump indictment. Do you still support the former president? Text Trump now to 39747.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program, and another special thanks to our friends at WABC, great radio station, locally owned and operated, like the locally owned and operated station I own in Memphis, KWAM. So, wow, a lot going on up on Capitol Hill. We're going to get to the Riley Gaines story in the next hour. She is testifying up on Capitol Hill with the transgender attacks on biological women. By the way, you folks in Memphis, you should be so ashamed of your congressman, Steve Cohen. What an embarrassment. Does the man even shower? I'm just asking questions here, but he always looks disheveled, like he's just, I don't know, like he's homeless. Cut number 13.
If I had to file your report, Mr. Donald Trump Jr. would have called it a nothing burger. You got no convictions. You got nothing. It was all set up to hurt the Mueller report, which was correct and was redacted, to hurt the Bidens and to help Trump. And you were a part of it. You have a good reputation. You had a good reputation. That's why the two Democrats supported you. But the longer you hold on to Mr. Barr and this report that Mr. Barr gave you as special counsel, your reputation will be damaged. As everybody's reputation who gets involved with Donald Trump is damaged, he's damaged goods. There's no good dealing with him because you will end up on the bottom of a pyre. I yield back the balance of my time.
Sure.
Can we presume the gentleman's undecided on how he feels about the former president?
Yeah. Gentlemen, witness can respond.
Yeah, my concern about my reputation is with the people who I respect, and my family and my Lord. And I'm perfectly comfortable with my reputation with them, sir.
Well said. God bless you.
Wow. Good for you, sir. Good for you. And on behalf of the good people of Memphis, Tennessee, I just want to apologize, Mr. Durham, for the behavior of Steve Cohen. I'd like me some fried chicken up here. Give me some fried chicken. I want some, ooh, finger-licking good. I'm going to lick the chicken grease and just smear it all over the place because my name is Steve Cohen and I don't bathe regularly. Unbelievable. All right. And then you people in Georgia, Hank Johnson, remember this guy? He's the fellow that thought that Guam, if you added too many people to the island of Guam, that the island would tip over. No, I'm serious. He really did. Here's Congressman Johnson just a few moments ago. Cut 14.
None of the individuals you prosecuted were ever charged with being part of a hoax or a fraud or a witch hunt or a politically motivated deep state conspiracy against Donald Trump. Isn't that correct?
I would not say that that's accurate.
You mean you did charge somebody with being a part of a hoax?
We charged Mr. Sussman with having knowingly provided false information to the FBI regarding Alpha Bank.
But he was, lying. He was acquitted, though, right?
After, well, that wasn't your question.
Mr. Sussman was acquitted after you charged him, correct?
Grand jury found
he was found innocent by a jury of by a unanimous jury of 12.
That's not true.
Well,
what's true is a grand jury found probable cause to indict Mr. Sussman.
A jury of his peers acquitted him, though, correct?
And a trial jury.
You're not going to disagree on that, are you, Mr. Durham?
I'm going to try to answer your question as
well.
Well,
let me ask you this.
Oh my word! I mean, the guy is just. Oh, what an ignorant man. But again, this goes to show you. Oh, hold on a second. Hey, Todd here. Hello, Todd. Steve Cohen here. I just got to say I love me some Hank Johnson because that man makes me look like I'm a Harvard-educated rocket scientist. Woo-wee. Somebody get me a chicken leg over here. Wow. Good for you, Special Counsel Durham, as you fight the good fight. You know, you just have to wonder. Hank Johnson's making even old John Fetterman look like a brain surgeon. Oh, I'm sorry, too soon. My apologies. All right, folks, in the meantime, be sure to check out ToddStarnes.com. We have some great stories. Also, I really hope you take a moment to read and then watch my opening Newsmax monologue from last night. I had some great guests on the show, Senator Marsha Blackburn and also Governor Mike Huckabee. That's over at ToddStarnes.com. Also, coming up on the show later, on the Newsmax program, we're going to be talking to Randy Wright, a dive expert, about what's happening with this submarine. Crazy story. All right, folks, stick around. Hour two, coming up next. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Very delighted to have you with us today, broadcasting our program from the great WABC. One of the finest news radio stations in America. The finest, of course, is the one I own, KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. We really appreciate the great hospitality of the folks here at WABC, and they have some incredible hosts. The great Rita Cosby comes to mind. Frank Marino, who, by the way, has a wonderful overnight program, and you can hear that, if for those of you in Memphis, you can hear that on KWAM. So anyway, a lot happening. I'll be on Newsmax 4 o'clock Eastern today. That's going to be a lot of fun, but right now I am honored to hang out with you and share some interesting news. Now, yesterday or the day before yesterday, the day sort of, you know, when you're out on the road, you kind of lose track of what day it is and what time it is. But there, a few days ago, we were talking about how beautiful conservative women are, right? There's just something about when you see a beautiful woman walking down the street and she's got this glow about her and she is dressed to the nines, and you can rightfully assume that that woman has conservative leaning values. Now, I got a lot of blowback over this. But by and large, when you look at the beauty queens, pardon me, contestants, when you look at the people that are involved in beauty pageants, pardon me, scholarship pageants, they by and large are young ladies from the South who are Christian, who know how to cook a casserole and know how to shoot a gun. They're very versatile. And by and large, when you, for example, when you see the beauty pageants, scholarship pageants, these individuals, these ladies are coming from the Midwest or from the southern states, predominantly the southern states. And many people thought, well, there goes Starnes. He's talking out the wazoo. That's Starnes. That's just not true. Well, I beg to differ. There is a new study. A scientific study, ladies and gentlemen. This study was published in the magazine Scientific Reports, and they have determined that attractive women were more likely to be right-wing, while women whose faces displayed contempt, a snarl, were more likely to be left-wing. No, I'm not making this up. This is in Evie Magazine, EVIEMagazine.com. And this is a fascinating study. The research actually took place in Denmark, of all places. And they utilized a machine to analyze the techniques, the facial expressions of all of these women to predict their political ideology. And the research team found that, by and large, the happier a person looked, the more conservative they were. So there you go. Women with attractive faces, more likely to be conservative. If you're butt ugly, there's a good chance you're a Democrat. That's not me. That's the science. I'm just saying. It's the science. All right. 844-747-8868 if you agree or disagree. That's 844-747-8868. All I'm going to tell you is go to one of these feminist rallies. If you don't believe me, go to one of the feminist rallies, and by and large, you're going to find some very, hairy people with purple legs. Leg hair, that is. they, you know, they color their, anyway. All right, moving right along. Can we talk about Riley Gaines? There's a big hearing up on Capitol Hill, and the Democrats, this is just mind-blowing, but the Democrats have decided that they do not want biological women to be a part of their party anymore. Here's a conversation between Riley Gaines, the great NCAA swimmer, and Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri. Cut number 16.
This has been your experience over and over and over. You're told as a woman, just shut up, don't say anything. What's that like?
That is continually happening. And if we do speak up, you're immediately labeled as some name. They will call you everything under the sun, whether it's transphobic, homophobic, racist, white supremacist, domestic terrorist. They will throw them all at you in hopes to deter you, in hopes to silence you. Leah Thomas's teammates, they were forced every single week to go to mandatory LGBTQ education meetings to learn about how just by being cisgender, they were oppressing Leah Thomas. They were told that they are not allowed to take a stance because their school has already taken their stance for them. They were told that you will never get a job. You will never get into grad school. You will lose your friends. You will lose your scholarship and playing time if you speak out. They told these girls that if you do speak out and any harm whatsoever comes towards Thomas's way, whether that's through social media, whether that's physical, mental, emotional harm, then you are solely responsible and you could be responsible for a potential death. And you don't want that, do you? Of course not. Who would ever want to be responsible in a potential death? But that is the emotional blackmail that is plaguing this country, especially in universities.
And she's right. I mean, and a lot of these young girls, I mean, put yourself back into the time machine. Go back to when you were 18, 19 years old, and you're in a new situation. You're in college, out on your own for the very first time in your life. You're trying to figure out what you want to do, and you're trying to find that friend group. You've got a scholarship, and then all of a sudden they drop this bombshell on you that young lady, you've got to share a locker room with this dude who thinks he's a woman, but he's still got his man parts attached. And if you've got a problem with that, that's on you. And Senator Dick Durbin, no pun intended, actually went toe-to-toe with Riley Gaines over this. Cut 17.
And that's the traumatizing part. Of course, the experience in and of the locker room itself is traumatizing, but I think for me, it was so easy for them to dismiss our rights to privacy. Senator Durbin, in your opening statement, you had mentioned this rhetoric. You had mentioned that, what message does it send to trans individuals? And my combat to that is, what message does this send to women, to young girls who are denied of these opportunities? So easily their rights to privacy and safety thrown out of the window to protect a small population, protect one group as long as they're happy. What about us? That is the overall general consensus of how we all felt in that locker room.
Because, biological ladies of America, you don't count anymore. You do not count anymore. You do not exist in the eyes of these Democrats and these alphabet Skittle activists. And I want to go back. Riley Gaines actually described what the NCAA forced her and her teammates to do. And so let's listen to this. And then I have a thought about where we need to go from here. Cut 18.
In addition to being forced to give up our awards and our titles and our opportunities, the NCAA forced me and my female swimmers to swim to share a locker room with Thomas, a 6'4", 22-year-old male equipped with and exposing male genitalia. Let me be clear about this. We were not forewarned we would be sharing a locker room. No one asked for our consent, and we did not give our consent. And I'll set the scene. A swimming locker room is not a place of modesty. You're undressing, you're fully exposed, and we were forced to take off our swimsuit in front of a man who was doing the exact same thing. If nothing else, I truly hope how you can see this as a violation of our right to privacy and how some of us have felt uncomfortable, embarrassed, and even traumatized by this experience.
I can't even imagine being in a situation like that where you feel like you have no rights, that nobody, it's almost as if these young girls and the NCAA, they were forcing these girls to be violated. That's what this sounds like to me. And this is heart-wrenching testimony. And I mean, Riley Gaines is a very secure person. She is She's tough. She's tough as nails. But you can hear in the weeping and the emotion in her voice that this really impacted. And for the NCAA to say, you know what, we really don't give a damn about you. You're going to accept this man disrobing and shaking his private parts in your face in your locker room. And if you don't like it, tough, you can leave the team. If you don't like it, tough, you can lose your scholarship. But that's how it's going to be. And I want to know, where are the men of America? Where are the fathers of these female athletes? What are you doing? The NCAA ought to be ashamed here. And by the way, the NCAA is literally cramming this Skittles agenda down the throats of every single university in America. What are you going to do about it? By the way, when you go to, and it's time for a reality check here, folks, but when you go to watch the Tennessee Volunteers play, and I'm a Tennessee Volunteers fan, when you give them your money for that ticket, guess what? You're endorsing this kind of behavior. University of Kentucky, same thing. Harvard, wherever. If you support a team that's in the NCAA, then you're a part of all of this. You are an enabler. So it's really going to take a lot of us to give the end. And this is a big ask. But we've got to treat the NCAA just like we treated Bud Light. That's what's got to happen here. Otherwise, nothing's going to change. All right, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Should Congress step in and protect these biologically female athletes? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, all you beautiful conservative women and guys, too. Actually, conservative guys, very handsome, too. I'm just going to say. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. I mean, we look good. Good. Irene in North Carolina, WSIC. A lot of North Carolina callers today. Hi, Irene. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Mentioning the congressman with Riley Gaines and all these women that are being subjected to all this, which I call pedophilia, I don't feel the Congress is going to do anything, because I feel more than three quarters of them are compromised themselves, and they want to normalize pedophilia. So unless we get more Jim Jordans and more Matt Gaetz, I don't think we have a chance in the world.
You know, Irene, it's interesting you brought that up. A couple of years ago, when this first started to leak out, the allegations of some sort of a vast pedophilia network that impacted Hollywood and big business and all these multi-billionaires and Washington, and people were just, those people were ostracized, people were mocked, and they said, there's no way this could happen. But Irene, I'm telling you, there is something really weird and perverted going on out there.
Very much so. Very much so. And do you notice how their faces are changing? How Joe Biden 30 years ago does not look like the Joe Biden of today?
It's a fair, that's a fair point.
I swear a lot of AI is going on. And we have to stand up. We have to stand up like there's no tomorrow and fight with everything God has put in our bodies to fight with. We can't give up.
Now, Irene, sir, you're saying with AI, so you don't think these people are who they say they are?
No, I don't.
Wow, so sort of like...
I think there's a lot of them walking around with masks on and everything else.
Interesting. All right, Irene, appreciate the call. All right, there you go. Patty in North Carolina. All right, Patty, what's on your mind?
I'm talking about the Hunter Biden laughable debacle joke.
Were you surprised?
No, I wasn't. But, you know, it just, you know what? I mean... My God in heaven! I mean, they just keep on getting away and getting away and getting away. I mean, there's, I don't know. I'm starting to really lose a lot of hope here.
No. You can't do that. You can't do that, Patty. You cannot lose hope.
I get so depressed because every time you think, oh, when I seen that yesterday, that was a sweetheart deal. I mean, my God, if that was me or you with that gun charge, we'd be in jail.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt. That gun charge gets you at least a decade in jail. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So it's really sad and it's unfortunate. But once again, it exposes the double standard. And if you are a member of the ruling class, you're going to get a pass. All the rest of us, they're going to throw the book at us.
But you think down the road, I really believe with Trump, I really believe that all the stuff that they're, now Navarro's in court now, he's in a Washington, D.C. court. I wonder what that's going to happen to this poor guy. They just keep everybody that is associated with Trump. All you see is them in court. You don't see nobody from Adam Schiff, doing questions. This guy is a liar. He's sitting there, but you know what? What about the 20 that didn't, 20 that went for him?
I will say this. Irene may be onto something that, these guys have been in power for a long time. People have dirt on these people, and maybe they're holding that dirt over them. Maybe these people are compromised. Patty, appreciate that call. Let's go to Maine. Guy on the phone. Hey, Guy, what's going on?
Well, I want to step back for a minute. You're talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis and how that might affect the establishment of a Chinese base in Cuba. All the president has to do is invoke the Monroe Doctrine, which prohibits the establishment of any foreign military base anywhere in North or South America. That's what brought on the Cuban Missile Crisis, because after Kennedy invoked it, he sent vessels down to prohibit the Russians from landing more missiles. And having been aboard one of those vessels, it was a pretty scary time. But most people don't realize where that base would be. If you lived in Portland, it would be closer than Boston. And that represents a real, real security risk. The president has a means to deal with it. If he has, quite simply, the guts to do it, and it doesn't appear that he does.
Mm. Well, and that's sad. I mean, at least JFK played hardball with the Russians, and clearly Joe Biden is no JFK. And you're right. That was an incredibly scary moment in American history and world history. We were literally on the brink of nuclear war. So people need to wake up and understand what's happening just about 90 miles from Key West. Just unbelievable that the Biden administration would allow this to happen. Guy, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, our good friend, member of the House Freedom Caucus, Congressman Ralph Norman. Also, you need to be calling Capitol Hill and telling your congressman to support Lauren Boebert's effort to impeach Joe Biden. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. Everybody, this is the Todd Stearns radio show in New York City. You know, it's just weird being back here. I lived here close to 15 years. I've been gone about 3 years now. And it's just a very different vibe, a very different feel in New York City. Walking around, so many storefronts have been vacated. There's just not a lot of commerce. A lot of the mainstay stores and local shops have shut down. And people just, you can feel the tension with the crime and what this radical district attorney has done, unleashing all these criminals on the streets of New York. It's just, it's really unfortunate. So anyway, we're going to get back to the politics of the day. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend from South Carolina, Congressman Ralph Norman. Congressman, hope you're well today.
Doing great, Todd. Glad to be with you.
So the Durham hearings underway, and I really don't think there's really been much of a surprise. I mean, we sort of knew what Durham was going to say. Anything that really stood out for you today, Congressman?
You know, not really. I mean, it's kind of expected that what he was saying. His report pretty well spelled it out. I guess the hypocrisy of this administration, the money that's been spent to force, to try to get the facts out. Durham, laid that out pretty well. I think most people, the timing of it, the length of time that it took was a little bit of a surprise, but not really. It wasn't it was pretty much more of the same.
I was rather interested in what Congressman Lauren Boebert has done, which is basically putting everybody on the spot and saying, okay, we're gonna vote. Everybody needs to be on the record whether or not Biden should be impeached. Why is it that that vote has to happen this week?
Well, it doesn't. I think every day that goes by is kind of like what Ronnie Jackson was saying. I mean, he's deteriorating pretty fast. He's incoherent as it speaks. I mean, as he speaks or tries to speak. And so I don't think there's any magic about it. The reality of it is, whenever it takes place, look at who you get as his replacement. I mean, that's a disgrace. It really is. But I don't see any real push to do it. I'm hoping the real issue, the cancer in this country is spending. Now, this country is running on fumes, and I was hoping we could get, and the Appropriation Committee is on meeting. But as far as timing of when she does it and why, it's kind of, it's her decision to do, and which I don't mind that, but there's a lot more important things I think this country should be focusing on, and mainly elected officials.
Do you anticipate anything coming out of the Durham report? Clearly, I mean, he laid it all out there that there was an attempt by the highest levels of the previous administration to try and take out Trump. Do you think anybody's going to be held accountable, or was this basically a waste of taxpayer money?
Well, you see what happened to Hunter Biden. Look at the facts they've got on him, and he basically got a slap on the wrist. This administration has weaponized every department. The judges are biased. You know, it's not just Alvin Bragg in New York. It's pretty much down the line. He just they weaponized it and used it to punish and remain in power. And that is a scary situation for this country, particularly now, as it relates to other countries taking advantage of America. And I mean, how many more facts have to be uncovered? How many reports have to be written before sanity gets back in, into play? And I guess it's just going to take another administration to do that, because this one obviously is sold out. They're obviously not putting America's interest first, and it's really a sad day for the country.
All right. Congressman, real quick, back to this Boebert thing. Any idea how you plan on voting?
Well, you got two sides, Todd. You got the fact that look who's replacing the president. I mean, Kamala Harris is a complete, she's a disgrace for the country, really. Disgrace for those of us in politics. And then you look at, we have got to change administrations. We've got to have a new change. And Biden will be the easiest to beat because of his record. He's got a dismal record, this train wreck in this country. So, I'm looking at it. I'll see the timing of it. You know, really within 6 to 8 months, we will have a clear picture of who the Republican nominee is going to be with the primaries.
So we'll see. And, you know, I'm going to look at both cases. The easiest one to beat is the man in charge now, particularly with his record.
All right. We're going to leave it there. Congressman, always appreciate your great insight and appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now, yet another clown act by Democratic Congressman Steve Cohen.
Hello, I'm Democrat Steve Cohen. I represent a majority African-American district in Memphis, Tennessee. You might know me from TV, where I ate an entire bucket of fried chicken in a committee room to protest Attorney General William Barr's absence. Why did I eat fried chicken? Because watermelons were out of season, and I can't dance or play basketball. But I have to reach out somehow to my constituents and let them know that William Barr did not do the right thing. He's on the side of the law. The man, the fuzz, the pigs, get me? Well, I'm not an accountant either, but I can tell you when somebody deducts his depreciation and losses on his tax return, you know something just ain't right. Donald Trump had so much money, he could have paid those taxes so we could depreciate that money here in Washington for him on important things like child care and endless investigations. Oh, and I still think Peter Strzok should get a Purple Heart for his notorious service to our country. Tune in soon to watch me eat collard greens and fatback to protest Donald Trump's ignoring a subpoena. Coming soon at a camera near me.
Folks, coming up, Jeff Katz hanging out with us for the last hour of the program, and then 4 o'clock Eastern, you'll be able to watch us over on Newsmax TV. Let's get to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Banks in Abington, Virginia, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thank you. I would just like to express my opinion about the transgender athletes.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think it's an underlying issue here that probably the athletes that are doing this, in some cases, can't compete with their own gender. So they're looking to get in the record book the easy way. And I don't think that's right. You take basketball, started out with a basket on a hoop, you know, and it took years to build what it is today. If transgender athletes are dedicated to what they're doing, let them start their own league and start from the ground up and make an appearance on the scene. I just don't think it's fair for a girl coming out of high school that's looking to get a college scholarship in an athletic program to be sidestepped by somebody that's a transgender that has more qualifications than she does, and they're not made the same. God didn't make us like that.
Banks, you've said nothing that I disagree with, and again, if they want to compete, that's great. Create a separate division for the transgender athletes, and there you go. But don't punish biological girls. I mean, there's a reason why you don't have female linebackers in the NFL.
Sure there is. Don't have the capability of doing the playing football. They just don't they don't have the ability to do it. They don't have the bone structure. They don't have the muscle structure, and they shouldn't be competing with men and athletes in sports programs that are transgender. That this shouldn't happen, in my opinion.
Banks, I appreciate your opinion, and it's worth a lot here, and thank you for listening to the program. You know, I will say this, when you talk about this whole transgender movement, Banks is right on the money. A lot of this is these boys simply cannot compete with boys, so they want to go up against the girls, and they know they're going to be able to beat the girls, and that's why they do this. All right, I've got to talk about this crazy story involving the submarine and the company that owns it. Now, the word is the latest information. The submarine has gone missing. It's in the North Atlantic. There's roughly about, 24 hours of air left in this submersible. It's really not a submarine, but they're calling it a submarine. And they're hearing some noise. And there have been some reports suggesting that it was somebody banging out an SOS. We can't confirm that, but clearly there's something going on down there, and time is running out. Now, what I find fascinating about this story, they had the CEO of the submarine company is called Ocean Gate, and they're the ones that do these dives over the Titanic wreckage, and it's a quarter of $1 million it cost. And you would think that they would have the best and the brightest that would be in charge of the sub and making sure that, you know, everything was working correctly. And in the event something went wrong, that they would have an individual there who could figure out how to get everybody back up to the surface safely. But we're getting some insight into what really might have happened. This is an interview the chief executive officer did explaining why they did not exactly hire the most qualified people. Cut 11.
Yes. I mean, when I started the business, one of the things you'll find, there are other sub operators out there, but they typically have gentlemen who are ex-military submariners, and you'll see a whole bunch of 50-year-old white guys. I wanted our team to be younger, to be inspirational, and I'm not going to inspire a 16-year-old to go pursue marine technology. But a 25-year-old, who's a subpilot or a platform operator, one of our techs, can be inspirational. And so we've really tried to get very intelligent, motivated, younger individuals involved, because we're doing things that are completely new. We're taking approaches that are used largely in the aerospace industry is related to safety and some of the preponderance of checklists, things we do for risk assessments and things like that are more aviation related than ocean related. And we can train people to do that. We can train someone to pilot the sub. We use a game controller, so anybody can drive the sub.
So I'm just curious here, and this is a terrible, tragic situation, but I'm wondering exactly how is it that the 25-year-old subway driver, who's probably, I don't know, maybe they literally hired somebody who worked at the Subway sandwich shop, and they're the ones behind the controls because they're cool and young and hip, and maybe they have their own TikTok account, and they got the job. I wonder what that 25-year-old Subway sandwich maker is. I wonder how they're inspiring the people that are trapped hundreds of feet below the ground. I wonder how that's working out. You know, it's what's really tragic about all of this is there's a good chance that this all could have been avoided had they not done affirmative action hires. And by affirmative action, they were looking for young, cool, hip people and not the old white guys who might possibly be qualified. By the way, what's wrong with 50-year-old white guys? Just want to throw that out there. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. I mean, I'm pretty fly for a 50-year-old white guy. Greg in Georgia, WDUN, wants to weigh in on McCarthy. Hey, Greg, what you got for us?
Well, it just seems to me that the only ones with backbone in the Congress is the women. So if you don't have to be an elected official to be a Speaker of the House, why don't we vote in Sarah Palin?
Wow, that would be a great choice. You're right. You do not, and according to the Constitution, you do not have to be an elected member of Congress to actually be elected Speaker of the House. So, yes, someone like Sarah Palin, I mean, if she could get the vote side there, I think she'd be a fine pick.
She got my vote. And just another thing, I'm 100% behind Riley Gaines.
Yeah, I really feel bad for her, and I feel bad for all these ladies that are out there just trying to live their life and live out their dreams and be the best they can be in their sports, and then a dude comes along and says, well, you know what, I'm going to be a woman now, forget about you.
because they stink in their own division. That's it.
Greg, you're absolutely right. Greg, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening to the program. All right, 844-747-8868 is our phone number today. And by the way, do not forget to call Capitol Hill and let them know where you stand on these issues, on impeachment. What do you want them to do? Ralph Norman did not seem terribly convinced, by the way. Ralph Norman, if you were listening to that interview we did earlier, he said there are more pressing matters at stake here. I don't know. I feel like the sovereignty of the United States of America is a pretty pressing issue in my estimation. What say you? So anyway, we'll keep you updated on that. I'm sure Jeff Stein is going to cover that in the next hour of the program. I do want to play this audio. This is an Australian chef, and I love this guy. But, you know, these vegans, I respect. If you want to be a vegetarian, look, you do you. I will defend that. But, man, are they just, like, really pushy. Finally, this Australian chef says, enough is enough. Cut 12.
A celebrity chef in Australia taking some heat after banning vegans from his restaurant.
I'm done with vegans. I'm absolutely done with vegans.
That chef John Mountain says the ban came after a dispute with a diner at Fry, his restaurant in Perth. The customer skewered the eatery on social media, claiming she was served an unsatisfying vegetable meal for which she was charged $22. She was also unhappy about the lack of vegan options. The restaurant posted on Facebook this: sadly, all vegans are now banned from Fry, in parenthesis, for mental health reasons. The chef says he's fed up.
Please go find another kebab shop somewhere that's happy to give you that plastic rubbish that you enjoy to eat so much. Go and enjoy your life somewhere else. I've worked for some of the best chefs in the world, and to be told that you're not good enough by some sort of influencer type vegan person that I'm not into the 2023s killed me.
Good for you, sir. That's Chef John Mountain, by the way. He's one of their top chefs down under, if you will. And I love this. Good for you, sir. By the way, can we also ban Democrats? Is that possible? Thank you. All right. Folks, we've got to sneak out of here, heading over to Newsmax HQ. Jeff Katz taking over the anchor chair. Stick around, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Hey, Jess, want to come for a ride on my motorcycle? You know, we can talk about our feelings and explore our emotional compatibility.
I thought you'd never ask.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the motorcycle is always ready for your dream girl. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It is the Todd Stearns Show live from the Liberty University studios. Jeff Katz, so happy to be covering for Todd for the final portion of the program. Let me tell you something. We've seen some amazing stuff with his testimony from John Durham. Oh, this is going to resonate for a long, long time. And we absolutely are going to be diving into that in just a moment. I want to give you a little bit of background. And it's about as, I think it's about as straightforward as you can possibly get. Did you take biology at any point? Biology in high school, biology in college. I reflect on my professor of biology in college, lovely, lovely woman, brilliant woman, some very basic things that were addressed. And here's what I've taken from every human biology class I've ever taken. I've taken a couple. I mean, I'm not a doctor, much to the chagrin of my late mom, but, you know, I've taken a class or two. Here's what I know.
XX does not equal XY. XY does not equal XX, and it never will. And I don't care what you're wearing or what you're saying or how you're dressing or what. XX doesn't equal XY. Flip it around. XY doesn't equal XX. And it never, ever will. It is about as basic as you can possibly get. So imagine my surprise when a professor of biology was fired for teaching biology. It makes my hair hurt. I will tell you that joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Dr. Johnson Varkey, as well as Keisha Russell, legal counsel at First Liberty Institute. I'd like to welcome both of you to the program. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Doctor, let me start with you. Am I missing something here? Was there some big, huge underlying thing that you did that bothered people other than saying XX doesn't equal XY?
I do not know. You know, what I taught them was just human reproductive system, the basic biology, that if you have that XX, you are going to be a female, and if it's XY, it's you are a male.
Right.
And so our thinking doesn't change the sex of a person. So that's all one of the things that I taught in class.
Now, Doc, let me ask you, is this the first time you've taught biology? Is that maybe what's got everybody, just up in an uproar?
I've been teaching in that college for the last 20 years.
I know that we now get to rate our professors, or at least my sons get to rate their professors. I don't know if I remember rating my professors, but have your students, for the most part, said, Dr. Varkey, pretty good guy?
Oh, yeah. They say that. Yeah. Yeah,
so,
they do.
So they like the class. They learn something. Well, who was it then that said, oh, my gosh, Dr. Varkey is teaching things that are, well, I mean, obviously they're right, but it just torqued somebody.
It's very likely when I taught this topic in November, which is towards the end of the semester, four of my students just walked out. It's very possible that it was them who complained about my teaching of this just basic biology.
Wow.
But I didn't, the school did not give me an opportunity to defend what I said, or the school didn't tell me who made the complaints, but I just assumed that those were the four students who complained because they just walked out of my class.
My gosh. And you've actually been fired now from your teaching post?
Yes, I got a letter of termination beginning of this year in January.
Wow. All right, let me ask Keisha Russell to join us. Keisha, you're the legal counsel, First Liberty Institute. You're representing Dr. Varkey, if I understand this correctly. Can you give us maybe some more details? What's the college thinking here?
Well, I'm not sure. It seems as though because some of these basic concepts are now pretty controversial in our culture, that perhaps the college expects the professor to change his lessons based on what's going on in the culture. But obviously, he can't do that and still maintain his own academic integrity.
Right.
And so even if, Dr. Varkey was not doing any religious preaching or anything like that, he's just teaching biology and anatomy and physiology. But even if that were the case and he was just saying what someone perceived to be a religious position, one of those things being that life begins at conception, for example,
okay,
that still is protected by the First Amendment and the concepts of academic freedom. And, the college also violated its own policies by not even giving Dr. Varkey the opportunity to review the complaints and respond.
Wow. Keisha, are you and the folks at First Liberty Institute gearing up when the next professor is fired, perhaps a math professor who says 2 + 2 = 4 and somebody in the classroom disagrees?
Well, you know, we're hoping it doesn't get that far, but I can tell you that there were times long ago that I never thought I would have to defend, biology professor being fired for teaching biology. So you just never know these days, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is just the height of absurdity. Let me ask you then, Keisha, what's the next step? The professor has been terminated from a college he taught at for more than 20 years. I mean, he's got a great track record, seems to be well-respected. I don't want to speak for him, but I'm going to say that he probably wants to stay in that community at that college.
Yeah, I mean, he loves his job, and we sent the school a demand letter asking that they reinstate him, and if they don't reinstate him, then we'll sue. So it's pretty simple.
Jeez. And where do you have to file a lawsuit like that?
Well, we would file in federal court.
You will? Okay. Is this something, do you think, that could reach the levels of the Supreme Court?
Well, hopefully for the college it doesn't get that far, right?
Yeah.
But we'll go as far as we need to. I mean, we have a case at the Supreme Court right now with Gerald Groff, who, you know, just wanted to have the Sabbath off, and he was denied that by the U.S. Postal Service, and we went as far as we needed to go, and that's at the Supreme Court awaiting a decision right now as we speak. So we're willing to do what we have to do in order to get justice for our client.
Well, thank God you're willing to do that. Dr. Varkey, I mean, you've been at this college for so long. Explain to me, because I'm obviously not part of the academy, I thought you guys all got tenure at some point, so you had these lifetime positions.
My position is not a tenure position. I'm an adjunct faculty.
Okay.
So maybe that's the reason why they said, okay, just fire him and keep him, you know, he keep his mouth shut, something like that. So I've been teaching as an adjunct faculty for all these 20 years because of some other responsibilities that I have.
Okay.
So, yeah, to make it clear, I'm not in a tenure position.
Okay. I have to, again, I don't want to speak for you, Dr. Varkey, but I have to think, just given your time there and just a few moments we've spent together, it seems to me you love teaching biology, you love your students, you're just trying to pass on some knowledge.
Yeah, I'm a biology teacher for all my life. You know, I've been a biology professor and I've been doing research in biology, and I love teaching, and my students, they give me very good report.
Yeah.
And I've been over these 20 some years, I taught more than 1500 students.
Gosh.
And this action is taken based on just 4 students.
And Dr. Varkey, 4 students who, frankly, are just flat out wrong. They're just some basic truths, and they're not subject to political whims or the color shirt you're wearing or, you know, your what you had for breakfast that day. Some things are just factual and inarguable.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a biology of facts.
Yeah. Wow. All right. I don't want to steal you from your place in Texas, but I will tell you this. You know, I'm in Central Virginia. I got connections at Liberty University. If you want to send me a CV, I can absolutely pass it along to a dean or two.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
I really
appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having us on. We really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, Keisha, before I let you guys go, real fast here, for folks who may want to learn a little bit more about First Liberty Institute, what it is that you do on a regular basis, maybe even how they help you out, what's the best way to do that?
Well, you can go to firstliberty.org if you have any sort of claim of legal discrimination, religious discrimination. We are the largest law firm in the nation that's dedicated exclusively to defending people's religious freedom. So go to firstliberty.org.
I love it. Well, listen, I thank you very much, both Dr. Johnson Varkey and Keisha Russell. We'll certainly get updates from you at some point. What an amazing case, and what a terribly disturbing case. Here it is, about as basic as it gets. If it's so basic that even I understand it, I'm telling you, it's not that complicated. This is basic biology 101. XX doesn't equal XY. XY doesn't equal XX. It never will. There's no judgment there, by the way. There's nobody saying you're a bad person or a good person or a this person or a that person. It's outrageous to me that this has gotten to where it is. I will remind you that both of those fine folks joining us in the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. More straight ahead. Jeff Katz sitting in for Todd. It is the Todd Starnes Show. It's the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my dear friend Todd. Remember, you can get in touch with me anytime you want on Twitter, Jeff Katz Show on Twitter, Jeff Katz Show on Twitter. Oh, over on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Did the world end? No. The reason I'm asking is that everything was supposed to be wiped out. Humanity was supposed to be wiped out at 11:18 this morning. That was according to that Greta Thunberg or Thunberg or that little crazy girl. Yes. She's nuts with it's all coming to an end and you're ignoring me and I'm telling you, blah, blah, blah. Anyway. 5 years ago today, June the 21st, at 11:18 a.m., she said, and I quote, a top climate scientist is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop using fossil fuels over the next 5 years. Now, Greta, we have not stopped using fossil fuels during the last 5 years, and at least in my time zone, it's far past 11:18. And I don't know where she was. Wasn't she in England when she said that? Or was it in Sweden? Well, wherever she was, I thought it was earlier. Well, I'm going to give her another 24 hours. No, seriously. I'm not going to make any long-term purchases or investments, say, maybe till tomorrow. Because I think she may have been off on a lot of this. But especially the whole humanity will be wiped out by 11:18 today. Oh, she sent that out as a tweet 5 years ago. You know the funniest doggone thing? She's now deleted it. What are you gonna do? I mean, it just it happens, right? You say something. Well. I want to remind you real fast that it is more important now than it's ever been to support companies and organizations that share our values. It's why I love talking about Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and not only do they share our beliefs, they actually do something about it. Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you and I care about. How do you make the switch? It's actually pretty easy. You switch to Patriot Mobile right now. Use promo code Todd, T-O-D-D. You get free activation. You get a free gift. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage. They actually use the same towers that the other carriers use, and they have plans to fit any budget, along with great discounts for our veteran and first responder heroes. I love that part as a former first responder, as well as multi-line users. Switching to Patriot Mobile, super easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, T-O-D-D, or you call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. You get your special discount, get free premier activation by simply using promo code Todd. For more details, visit patriotmobile.com/Todd, T-O-D-D. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Guess what? Did you know? Yeah, I think you did know. But did you know that John Durham was up on the Hill? John Durham, who had a lot of things to say, none of which was very good for most people. And I'm going to bring you up to speed on that. But it is, well, it is troubling. Here's a little exchange. I got just enough time to sneak this in. It's cut number 13, please.
It's a question. Tried to file a year report, Mr. Donald Trump Jr. would have called it a nothing burger. Mm-hmm. You got no convictions. You got nothing. It was all set up to hurt the Mueller report, which was correct and was redacted, to hurt the Bidens and to help Trump. And you were a part of it. You have a good reputation. You had a good reputation. That's why the two Democrats supported you. But the longer you hold on to Mr. Barr and this report that Mr. Barr gave you as special counsel, your reputation will be damaged. As everybody's reputation who gets involved with Donald Trump is damaged, he's damaged goods. There's no good dealing with him because you will end up on the bottom of a pyre. I yield back the balance of my time.
Sure.
Can we presume the gentleman's undecided on how he feels about the former president?
Gentlemen, the witness can respond.
Yeah, my concern about my reputation is with the people who I respect and my family and my Lord. And I'm perfectly comfortable with my reputation with them, sir.
Heck yeah.
God bless you.
That's right. That's John Durham, special counsel. The wacko that you heard there was Steve Cohen, who's a member of Congress, a far left wing wackadoodle. I mean, you got some crazy people on the left. Steve Cohen trumps all of them. Oh, I said Trump. Oh, he's probably going to be triggered and upset and melt down into a messy little pile in the corner. Good. All right. Well, now that I think about it, maybe I'll say it again. Gang, we got a lot that we will talk about as we head through the next couple of moments. And amongst other things, I just want you to be aware that there continues to be this legacy news media defense. They are circling the wagons, rather, in ways that I have never seen. And I've been around a while. They're circling the wagons in ways that I have never seen to protect and defend the Bidens, which says to me there's a lot more there. This little handshake deal, this sweetheart deal for the dumbest of all Bidens, Fredo Biden, that just happened. Oh, I'm going to apologize for these two tax misdemeanors, and I promise I'm going to be a good boy for 2 years. So I get out from under the felony gun thing. No, there's more to this. I'll tell you the details just moments from now. Remember, you can read about it first. Go to The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Over on Twitter, Jeff Katz Show. Jeff Katz Show over on Twitter. It is Jeff in for Todd. It is The Todd Starn Show. It's the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. If you have not caught Todd this week over on Newsmax TV, oh, do yourself a favor. Honest to goodness, make sure that you check it out. Todd is doing a phenomenal job. Not that any of us expected any less, but boy, great, great job over at Newsmax this week. I am just so happy to be able to watch Todd again. Great stuff. Anyway, listen, there's a sweetheart deal that happened. You know that. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know already. But what I will just pass along as far as details is this. Number one, you and I would never, ever, in our wildest imagination, get a deal like this. This reminds people that there is, in fact, a multi-tier justice system at work right now. It is ugly, it is shameful, but it is what it is. This is the same justice system that said, Hillary Clinton's emails? Psh, we're just going to move on. We're not going to do anything about it. The fact that other people also had what we were told were classified documents, not to worry, everything is fine. Vice president's not allowed to take these documents. Certainly a senator is not allowed to take these documents. But we're going to do things differently when it comes to former President Donald Trump. All right. Well, what about the dumbest Biden? What about the worst of all Bidens? Little Fredo Biden, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is a terrible excuse for a person. But you know what he is now? He's a victim. Did you realize that's what's happened? Joe Biden and Mrs. Joe Biden came out and said, well, we are very proud as our son is turning his life around. We're not going to have any more comment. What? He's the victim here because of his addictions. Well, I think about his little girl, Navy. I think she's the victim. I think the fact that Hunter Biden won't support that little girl is atrocious. But you know what's even worse? Is that this presidential meat puppet who continually tells us how he's all in favor of family and moms and dads and blah, blah, blah. He's got a seventh grandchild.
And he won't acknowledge that little girl. The first lady, oh, she wrote a book. No, nobody read it. I didn't say anybody read it, but she did write it. And it was published, I'm assuming, because it was by a Biden. It was in a fiction section. But she wrote a book. She dedicated it to her 6 grandchildren. But she has 7 grandchildren. But remember now, Hunter is going to be the victim. And that's how this is going to be portrayed. It's already being propped up amongst the ranks of the legacy news media. Let me give you one example. This one comes from MSNBC. And I'm not asking you to watch MSNBC. In fact, as I tell people on a regular basis, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No, it's all right. You're welcome. Take a listen to this. Clara McCaskill used to be a senator and now is the biggest apologist for anything and everything related to anyone, anywhere with a D next to their name. Cut number 2.
I don't know what America they live in. And I don't know how they sleep at night. Alcoholism and addiction are probably the most pervasive diseases in America. I don't know of one family that hasn't been touched by the pain of these diseases. And it's particularly painful when you have someone you love unconditionally that is suffering from these diseases. I think Joe Biden has shown a wonderful role model to the country about unconditional love. What do these jerks in the House want Joe Biden to do? Throw him out? Refuse to speak to him? Say he doesn't love him publicly? Do they not understand this disease and how it works? Hunter Biden has gone through recovery under the brightest lights imaginable, and recovery is not easy for anybody. He is being held accountable for bad judgments he made, and he should be. But the point is that he now has to stay sober in order to avoid a felony. And he has been treated as he should under the law. But everyone should understand here that this man has paid a very high price for his addiction in the public arena. And by the way, everybody needs to back off Joe Biden about this. He loves his son. Back off. It is okay for him to love his son. And there's nothing wrong with it. They have no evidence of any kind of wrongdoing by Joe Biden. And it infuriates me that they're using this heartbreak against Joe Biden in this way. It's just not right.
Did she cry at the end? There's no crying in politics. I mean, except when it's useful and you're able to generate those tears, you know, in a strategic sort of a way. What a load of crap. But you see what's going on, right? I mean, very clearly. I would go along with her in saying, yeah, most families have had someone that they know that they're related to who's dealt with alcoholism or drug addiction or any of those things. Believe me when I tell you, I'm not minimizing that. In fact, my collegiate education, such as it is, was in the field of human services and psychology. I actually know a thing or two about addiction. I know a thing or two about adverse psychology, abnormal psychology. So when I hear her trying to use that as an excuse, I am absolutely appalled, because one of the first things that every single addict, junkie, drunk, chemically dependent person, you pick whatever euphemism you want to use, I don't care. You can be very nice, you can be very mean, I don't care what it is. But the very first thing that each and every one of those people who are dealing with some sort of an addiction have to do is demonstrate some degree of honesty and responsibility. That hasn't happened with Hunter Biden on any level. Well, that's got nothing to do with Joe Biden, except it has everything to do with Joe Biden. Because there's not a single solitary person alive today who believes on any level that Joe Biden wasn't involved in getting this sort of a sweetheart deal for his son. I heard yesterday, for the better part of 8 hours, reports That said, Hunter Biden was entering a guilty plea to a number of misdemeanors, some tax issues, and a gun charge. Well, the gun charge is a felony. I would defy anyone. I'm not encouraging anyone to do this, but I'm telling you right now, if you were to go in and lie on an ATF form, lie about your drug use while attempting to purchase a firearm, you are not going to get 2 years probation. That's just not going to happen. This is a deal. Now, the other part of this is the political angle that, again, ties right back to the Oval Office. They're keeping the case open. What do you think that means? Oh, he's got to stay clean for 2 years. No, that's not why that's being done, because I guarantee you, this guy is not going to go and whiz in a jar anytime soon. No. They're keeping it open so that when Congressman Comer or someone else subpoenas them to testify, they will be able to say under oath, well, Congressman, this is an open, ongoing investigation, an open, ongoing case, so I can't speak about it. Let me give you one more little example of how the legacy news media types, you know, the self-proclaimed real reporters and serious journalists, the assorted water carriers and bum kissers that you find deployed to newsrooms around America, Democrat Party hacktivists, just about all of them, are attempting to cover and make excuses and tell you that Joe Biden's just a good guy looking out for his kid. Cut number four.
The president obviously has talked a lot about his close relationship with his son. Any reaction from the White House on this?
The president has been emphatic that he believes that his son Hunter did not break the law, that he did nothing wrong.
In May, he said, quote, my son has done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him.
We know that Joe Biden is extremely protective of his family, and he is also deeply proud of his son.
After several years of personal recovery, rebuilding his family, dealing with his legal matters, he now suddenly was appearing far more frequently alongside his father. I remember most especially in Ireland when the president made that trip in April. He was at the state dinner for the French president. He was at the Easter egg roll with his young son. The president felt that his son could be alongside him for all of this, despite the ongoing legal matter and despite the political pressure that the family is facing.
And this president has also been very open about the very real struggle that his son has faced with addiction. Now he's very proud of his son for having gotten through that. To see that be something that has been tried to use to launch political attacks against him has been very difficult, I think, for this president personally.
Certainly Republicans will continue, it's expected, to make hay of this. As Scott pointed out on Capitol Hill, it certainly remains a big topic of conversation and one that even presidential candidates have been talking about. Ron DeSantis, among others out on the trail, continue to invoke Hunter Biden's name every day.
I think it has pained the president to see his son be used to launch political attacks against him for so many years now. The accusations that have been at the center of this, the accusations that Hunter is trading, has traded on family connections, that he seized on his business dealings to Ukraine, those are the things that Republicans have tried to use to harm Biden Sr., to harm the president. Those, the issues that Republicans have seized on, don't seem to be mentioned here.
Huh. Okay. See, it's all good. All is forgiven. Everything is just fine. That's what we're going to hear. And remember what I'm telling you today. The fifth anniversary of Greta Thunberg predicting that the world was going to end. Today, I am telling you that anyone who is called before that congressional committee to be asked about any of this will say, and will be able to truthfully say under oath, well, the case is open. I cannot talk about an ongoing open case. Man, they may be devious, the folks over on the left, but they actually are pretty doggone smart in a really evil, smarmy sort of a way. You've got to see the video, by the way. I've got the video of all that posted. Go to The Jeff Katz Show right now. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Give that a follow while you're over there so you don't miss anything. The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. And, of course, you can always follow me on Twitter as well, Jeff Katz Show. It is Jeff Katz in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show. It's the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for Todd. Another attack on our liberty?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. You remember Barack Obama? Yes, you do. I know you're trying to forget him, but nobody can forget the eagle, Barack Obama. The biggest Barack Obama fan on the planet? Yes, it remains Barack Obama, but that's besides the point. Barack Obama is now calling for digital fingerprints. Why? Well, he would like to combat misinformation online. Misinformation. You know what misinformation is? Misinformation is anything that does not completely, totally, positively, 100% agree with the pre-written left-wing narrative. That's what, quote, misinformation is. And so when you hear something like this, where the former president of the United States is now coming out and saying, well, we need some way to identify people who are posting things online that are misinformation. Once again, look behind the curtain. Who gets to decide what misinformation is? That's where this all comes to a head, doesn't it? Because if you're going to judge something as, quote, misinformation, then somebody somewhere has to be sitting in judgment of what the proper information is. We happen to live, for the time being anyway, in a nation which, among other things, has always respected our freedom to speak. You and I can engage in a vigorous debate about, well, anything. We can and we do debate when human life begins. Now, the people who are arguing that it begins at some point other than conception are wrong, but they have the ability to speak freely. Because what is it that you and I look at when we look at this Constitution, these pesky Bill of Rights? We don't see rights given by the government. No, that's what they see in other countries. Here in the United States, we see rights which are bestowed upon us by God and are simply affirmed in one way or another in the Bill of Rights. And if you look at the Bill of Rights closely, it's actually fundamentally, overwhelmingly a negative document. The government can't do this, the government can't do that. So who gets to decide, quote, misinformation? It's going to have to be somebody somewhere. Barack Obama wants that power for himself. Barack Obama wants some sort of a misinformation boss, secretary, czar, commission. That's dangerous. You know what else is dangerous? This whole move to pretend that boys are girls and girls are boys, and you just go back and forth anytime you want. There is actually this big left-wing woke actress out in Hollywood. Her name is Jameela Jamil. Now, I had watched her on a show, The Bad Place or The Good Place. I forget what the name was, but it was a really good show. And she played one of the characters there, and she was actually very good as an actress. And I didn't know The Good Place. And I didn't know, frankly, anything about her, and I didn't want to know anything about her because she was playing a part. Well, a year or two ago, she came out with this big pro-abortion thing, and she's in favor of infanticide and blah, 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 blah. So I kind of stopped paying attention to her. But now she comes out just the other day on Instagram and she says that, quote, non-binary people should have their own awards category. Why? Well, because in these non-gender specific awards, women are losing out. Wow. So what she is discovering now is that in many cases, men are replacing women. Men are canceling women. Well, you and I have seen that in the athletic world. Will Thomas, a mediocre to poor swimmer, decides he's really Leah Thomas. All of a sudden, he's winning races and getting awards. But we just have to go along with that. We've seen it in other competitive areas as well. Well, now this Jameela Jamil about as woke and about as far to the left as you can possibly get says, wait a minute, it is not fair to just throw everybody into one category. You and I have been saying this all along. You can have a male category, a female category, a category for those who are saying they're this as opposed to that. Makes a lot of sense to me. You can read more about it. Watch all the videos. The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. Oh, give me a follow, would you? I'm on Getter as well. The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. And make sure you are watching Todd on Newsmax. Always great stuff with Todd. Jeff Katz, happy to be in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.